This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. A stampede in Yemen at a Ramadan charity event has killed more than 70 people and injured an additional 70 plus. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Scores of people died after a crowd apparently panicked after a gunshot was fired at an event to distribute financial aid in Yemen's capital. The gunshot was apparently an attempt at crowd control that went horribly wrong as it hit an electrical wire which exploded, sparking alarm. After that, a stampede ensued. In the aftermath, officials arrived at the scene, their feet crunching as they stepped over scores of abandoned sandals. Yemen's Houthi Prime Minister, Abdulaziz Habtour, addressed the crowd. All of the officials have undertaken their legal duties to look into this tragic incident. The tragedy was Yemen's deadliest in years that was not related to the country's long-running war. I'm Karen Chamas.
A new attempt at a ceasefire between Sudanese troops and paramilitary forces in Khartoum failed on Wednesday, leaving people fearful about dwindling food supplies and a breakdown in medical services. Here's Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn.
The 24-hour ceasefire was lobbied for by countries trying to evacuate their citizens. It was to come into effect at 6 p.m. local time, but two eyewitnesses in separate areas of the Sudanese capital told Reuters that fighting had continued. Hundreds of people have been killed since the violence erupted. Thousands have been injured. This doctor at the Sudanese Ministry of Health says that most of the big, specialized hospitals are out of service.
That was Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told visiting NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg on Thursday it was time for the military alliance to offer his country membership and that Kyiv needed more weapons to fight Russia. This is VOA News. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with his Swedish counterpart outside Stockholm Wednesday, a rare visit intended to show Washington's support for Sweden's bid to join NATO. VOA's Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb is traveling with the secretary and has this report from a Swedish naval base.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin watches Swedish military demonstrations aboard a sleek Corvette warship in the Baltic Sea. The first visit to Sweden by a U.S. defense secretary in more than two decades. The rising interest in Swedish military might intended as a show of American support for Sweden's accession to NATO. Sweden has military caves and a myriad of islands scattered across the Baltic Sea, important assets for defending NATO allies in the region should an adversary like Russia attack. Carla Babb, VOA News, Moscow Naval Base, Sweden.
U.S. President Joe Biden's nominee to be the next labor secretary is scheduled to testify Thursday before the Senate. AP correspondent Donna Water has that story.
Biden picked Deputy Labor Secretary Julie Sue in February to replace Marty Walsh, the former mayor of Boston. But a handful of moderate Democrats have not publicly stated whether they'd vote for Sue's nomination. Sue was previously confirmed as Deputy Labor Secretary, but she's faced opposition from business groups critical of her record leading California's Labor Department. She supported an overturned California law that would have required app-based ride-hailing and delivery companies and trucking businesses to treat their workers as employees, providing benefits rather than independent contractors. Sue is also blamed for California potentially paying out billions of dollars in fraudulent unemployment benefits during the pandemic. Donna Water, Washington.
Two people are dead after strong storms moved across parts of the central United States Wednesday. The National Weather Service began issuing tornado and severe thunderstorm warnings Wednesday evening in the U.S. states of Oklahoma, Kansas, and Iowa, with forecasters warning people to find shelter. The fatalities occurred in a small town in Oklahoma. The sheriff's deputy there told local station KOCO-TV that authorities expect there will be more casualties.
We still have multiple injuries of various levels that we received. Based on the damage reports that we received thus far, it is possible that more injuries and fatalities may come forward.
Recent storms have spawned tornadoes in the South, Midwest, and Northeast, killing dozens of people. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol will visit the United States next week for a summit with U.S. President Joe Biden. The two leaders are scheduled to meet April 26th in the Oval Office and hold a joint news conference. The White House says President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will host them, him and his wife.